What is happening is that we are trying to figure out what it should look like, the 2.5, 3 hours. We also have a constraint, a beautiful constraint, that we will have, it seems, a TV station that will air the whole, most of the convention. And while talking to them, they basically said that they would like to air the good parts, not the boring parts. So what is boring? They said the voting itself is boring. Like, people cannot sit there and wait for on the TV and watch people vote and then counting. No. So we organize it in a way that the first two-thirds will be with speeches that are meaningful for the country, hopefully some of them motivational, that we will have performances by artists, singers, performers, and that it is going to be the main one of few elections, like the president, vice president, and so on. That is going to ha that influenced how we organize it. And then once the TV cameras are off, then we're going to continue with voting for other things, that like the working part of the convention or assembly. Also, we are going through all kinds of discussions. There are so many people engaged, involved. I think there are at least 30 volunteers plus 5 full-time employees. We, as a governing board, the presidency, as we call it, we meet weekly, reviewing material, reviewing, making decisions based on what the organizing committee of the assembly of the convention tell us. And I convene this organizing committee, and we meet weekly. In the meantime, the operational team that has about 7, 8 people who work on it minute by minute basis, they meet daily. So there are a lot of activities, and the worst thing is that we have to say no to many good ideas. There is a committee that deals with culture and arts. They have so many beautiful ideas that they would like to do before, during, and after the assembly. But all of that costs money. And now we have the budget. We know how much it's going to cost. And we have the fundraising arm that is trying to get the money so that we can pay for all the expenses. We have started the process of registration for the convention, for the assembly, and we cannot get more than 600 people in the room. So we are telling people you need to register early so that you know you have the seat. But knowing Bosnians, they do everything in the last minute or 5 minutes after that. So we'll see how that will go. I think that everybody is very excited. We have the countdown on daily basis on our Facebook page, where we talk about the 26 days, 25 days till convention, 23, 24. It is interesting. We also have we took pictures of many faces of our members, and we put them on a daily basis, a different person saying, "I am the change." We are also dealing with a huge demand for our pins that are look like a spark, and we will have them for sale at the assembly. It is going to be interesting. We don't know. We know roughly what the day will look like, but we don't know all the people who, all the special guests who are in or have been invited, how many of them will show up. Once we know that, then we will know who we can ask to speak and how many minutes we can devote. But now, the last time we looked at the agenda as proposed and looked at the time allocated for each of the items on the agenda, it seemed like an event that's going to last for 3 hours. Now, this is not the U.S. convention style. That really, for 3 days, there are talks, there are There are talks in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, and it's televised. Most conventions are really there for the elections, to elect people in certain positions. But then we also use that for a major speech of one person, and usually that's the incoming or the outgoing president of the party. But we will do it differently. We will, as we have done everything else thus far, it's going to be very, very different. And there will be elections, of course, but we'll have many people give a chance to speak, shorter speeches, but whatever fits in 3 hours, and performances, and ability to convey the energy, the hope, the strategy, and all of that. So we'll see. We also sending documents to all our members, like the bylaws that define the day-to-day operations of the party, the many documents that are being drawn up to define who votes, how we vote. And we are becoming a serious political party in the sense that we do have the, and now we're getting to all the documents that we have to have in place, policies, procedures that define operations of the movement. The bylaws will be interesting because we adopted one last year and we made so many changes that it doesn't qualify as an amendment to existing bylaws it's not a constitution, bylaws, but we have to call it a new bylaws for the Platform Progress because the changes are so extensive that it warrants the title that it's completely new document. So we have sent that to all our members for their opinions and comments, suggested changes. We also spent a lot of time thinking about voting, who will vote at the assembly, the convention. And we have 72 delegates, but there will be 700 people. And I don't want the remaining 628 to just be there and watch. So we'll have them vote as well and to participate. And we'll ask them to vote on things like membership, should it be obligatory or not, how much it should be, should there be an increase or not, because it affects every member of the movement. Program declaration that defines who we are, where we are going. So there will be documents that or issues that we will ask everybody there to vote on. And those who have not been able to make it there, I know they will be present via Facebook Live, and also they can watch it through the television, through the regular television coverage of the event. But we will also ask them to provide their guidance, like bylaws, to provide their opinion. And the opinion then is not binding, but it will certainly inform the delegates who will vote at the assembly of the opinion of the membership. And we, as the governing board, we will, one of our meetings, discuss each and every recommendation made by the membership. And we'll try to figure out if there is an agreement among the members then on a certain addition or amendment to figure out how to actually do it. And if there are those that don't have the widespread support, we will also look at it and is there any merit in it that could make it stronger. And so there's a lot of work. We are, for an organization that doesn't have much financial power behind us, we have done a lot to get ready for this event. And we're struggling with logistics. For example, at the venue where we will have our assembly, there is another event the night before, a wedding of some sort, that will go in way into 3 hours, 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., long into the night. So we ask the crew that they can come and clean it up by 6 a.m. so that we can come in and start, and they can come in and setting up the whole thing for us, because it's a different sound system, different everything. So that, and the television station that will come to cover the event will have to put their stuff in. And then so that everything is ready by 9 a.m. so that we can test everything, do the, at least one try, one run. And then because at 10, people will start coming. It's at noon. And why it's at noon? Because it's November and it might be snowing, and many people will drive 4 or 5 hours to get there, so they have the time to get there, but also the time to get back home in a safe way without having to spend the night in Banja Luka, which adds to expenses. You have to think about everything. And I know there are so many constraints suddenly pop up on the organizers, but we're doing everything we can.
Am I recalling correctly that you provided some form of electronic voting for some of the first one, and will you be doing the same this year?
This year should be even more extensive or more bulletproof in terms of success or possibility of failure. We have our IT team working on that. We have designed the document that specifies what we will vote on, how we will vote on, in terms of the vote for one of the candidates, the top 11, or what is expected for a voter to actually do. So we provide that specification of the whole process, and IT team is trying to figure out if there is a way to do an electronic voting. And they're working day and night, and 5 days before, prior to, we will have a go, no-go decision, whether we have the situation under control. Regardless, we will have a backup paper voting ready, that all the forms will, all the ballots will be printed with all the names and everything, just in case, even if we say it is fine, something goes wrong during the convention, so that we don't just sit there and don't know what to do. So we will have a backup on the paper ballot, but we will do everything we can to prepare for electronic voting.
If successful, that kind of helps serve the purpose of your long-term vision of introducing, if it works here, let's get it going nationally across the country.
Right, it makes sense for us, people who are talking about the need for that all the time, to try within our organization, to actually do what we say that others should do as well. We understand the problem with possibility of somebody getting into the system and stealing really votes or influencing the outcome. So that is one issue, to make sure that it is safe. It cannot be tampered with. The other issue is the privacy issue. It is easy to make it bulletproof if you don't offer the guarantee of privacy protection. Because if you know who you are and where you are and how to check that you are the one, and then we let you come in and vote, then we can certainly even encrypt, know that you are the one, as you vote, store it in maybe multiple places in an encrypted way so that we can check and verify if somebody gets into one but not the other. There are ways where you can actually make it not completely safe, but safer. It's never going to be bulletproof, right, but do everything you can. But if you have to make sure that even you cannot recover somebody's vote, that constraint makes it harder for IT people to provide a solution that will provide the safety, security of the vote, but also the privacy of the person voting. So it is challenging, I understand. I know there are people who in the world who are now using a blockchain methodology that is being used for cryptocurrency to offer electronic voting systems. And that offers promise that it can be done in a way that can results can be verified and cannot be tampered with because it's distributed across so many places that you cannot attack all of them. And I know that there are some commercial solutions, but certainly not available to us within our price tag, financial ability.
A couple more, and I know we've touched on it prior discussions about this, but in terms of the security, is that a concern, or are you just preparations for anything because of the location?
It is worrisome that there could be physical violence. I really don't expect it. I know that we have made a request of the Republika Srpska to provide the police cover and protection, and they will. I don't expect any problems because it wouldn't be really smart to do, because there's nothing they gain from that. And we are not yet so highly visible that they need to stop us. And I don't think that they are understanding the true potential of the movement. So I don't expect anything. That they would make it harder, yes. I wouldn't be surprised if we lose power, but we have the power generator. I wouldn't be surprised if the power generator suddenly malfunctions. But we're going to yell and work under the light of the phones. So making it harder, I could see, but even that I don't expect. But the only thing I'm really worried about is the safety, physical safety of people who will attend. And that's why we are going to use as many buses as we can so that we can provide that level of support and the police protection there. I don't expect that anything that we will say during the assembly that will upset the host that much, that they will wait for us outside with the clubs and just to take us down. I don't expect that to happen either. So I think it's going to be fine.
I mean, it sounds internally within the platform, there's a lot of excitement about this. Are you getting any feedback or response from those in Banja Luka and the Republic there as their feelings about holding it there?
I don't even know that they know. So our supporters in Banja Luka certainly know that, and they're helping us put that event on, organize the event. General public have no way of knowing because the television will not cover it. Television is under the control of one party. And they will not let any information about the event be aired. Newspapers will not talk about it. There is maybe only some independent outlets, but they are not followed by majority of the people in the Republika Srpska. From what I can tell, the event for the most people in Banja Luka will not even have happened by the time it's done. However, I know there will be, we'll try to get as many people there from Banja Luka just to listen, just to hear what we have to say. And even if we get 30, 50 new members based on that in Banja Luka, it is fine because you never know which seed will produce miracle. And therefore, it's important that for those that think differently, come there just to hear what we have to say and then decide for themselves whether this is something that they A, believe in, and B, has legs to make the change that's necessary.